have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And my heart will perceive.
And my heart will perceive.
The plan that's put into order.
The plan that's put into order.
For this new Pentecost.
For this new Pentecost.
It's ready.
It's ready.
God's ready.
God's ready.
And we're ready.
And we are ready.
For more of Him.
For more of him.
Amen.
Isaiah 11. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. Anybody know who the branch is?
Jesus.
That's Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and the understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of power. The Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes. That's something we need to learn.
I went through that. That's what exactly what I went through Sunday night. I refused to do that.
Yeah. Or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth, and he will strike the earth with a rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt. There's your armor.
Mm-hmm.
And faithfulness, the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearlings together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, etc., etc. Verse 9. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. Verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish. Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous, etc., of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people of the east. Did you hear that? They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With a scorching wind, he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that the men can cross over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. In that day, it continues in chapter 12. Verse 6 of chapter 12 is the closing verse, and I want you to just give that one. Or rather, 5. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel within you.
Amen.
I put within you because that's the Amplified. It's not among you. It's not around you. It's within you. Mm-hmm. So think about what we've discussed tonight. Recognize that every single person is here in a test. Every individual is tested for the purpose of what? Maturing. We are not alone. The Spirit of God is within us. Yes, sin still lives in us, and it's still trying. Do we get it? Mm-hmm. It's still trying. It's pushing buttons. It's pushing thoughts. It's pushing emotions. It's pushing rejection. It's pushing abuse, etc. And I could go on. But the bottom line is, God wants to free us. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us to continue just receiving people's slander.
Garbage.
And garbage. And you can say, thank you, I don't agree. I had to learn that a long time ago, because words would come out and they were horrible words. And at my old experience, I would let it happen because I was so accustomed to receiving rejection that it was comfortable. It was where I lived. So a little more didn't matter. One shovel full or a steam shovel full, it didn't matter. I was used to it. I was so accustomed to receiving it that I almost expected it.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. All right? Mm-hmm. Then I had to wake up. And it was through giving thanks that I woke up. Giving thanks for the test that I didn't understand. Giving thanks for Him to empower my soul to say no more, and for my spirit to direct me.
Amen.
Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I see my soul.
I see my soul.
I see the sin nature.
I see the sin nature.
And it wants to destroy.
And it wants to destroy.
No more.
No more.
I can respond.
I can respond.
No more.
No more.
I have a right to an opinion.
I have a right to an opinion.
The Lord is not crucifying me.
The Lord is not crucifying me.
He took my sin on that tree.
He took my sin on that tree.
He took the rejection on the tree. I don't need to take it anymore. And I don't need to bow to fear anymore. Especially fear of more rejection.
Or more hatred.
Or more abuse. I give you praise, my Father.
I give you praise, my Father.
You are the author.
You are the author.
And the finisher.
Of who I am. And who I will be.
Is still to be determined. He's waiting for decisions.
From me.
He's waiting for my free will. To say out loud. Complete me in the image of the Most High. His name is
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen.